Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently cloudy and 38 degrees. It's windy out there. A northwest wind gusting to 33 miles per hour. President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled a nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief plan.
President-elect Joe Biden revealed what he calls the American Rescue Plan to
tackle the pandemic and get direct financial assistance and relief to Americans who need it the most.
He's calling on Congress to approve the $1.9 trillion plan. It includes another stimulus check for qualified Americans, this one for $1,400, on top of the $600 checks already approved by Congress.
$2,000 is going to go a long way to ease that pain.
Billions would also go for COVID vaccines and testing, but some Republicans are concerned about the cost. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The FBI director warns of violence ahead of the inauguration next week.
FBI Director Christopher Wray said over 100 people had been arrested since the riot at the U.S. Capitol last week. 200 other suspects have been identified, but other threats loom.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter.
Wray joined Vice President Mike Pence at FEMA headquarters for a meeting on inauguration preps.
We are committed to an orderly transition and to a safe inauguration, and the American people deserve nothing less.
The head of the National Guard said he expects up to 21,000 armed troops to protect the nation's capital. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Wichita police responded to a deadly shooting Thursday afternoon.
The victim was inside a restaurant at Hydraulic and Wassel, but police say the disturbance and shooting actually happened outside the Berea Tito restaurant. Officer Charlie Davidson with the Wichita Police Department says the victim was involved in the disturbance. At some point, the man was shot and then made it back into the restaurant. He died inside the building. Officers located a suspect involved in this incident, and he was arrested without incident. Police are still investigating the shooting. Anyone with information can call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Wichita police have identified the victim in Wednesday's homicide investigation as 34-year-old Michael Montgomery of Wichita. Officers arrested Montgomery's cousin, 39-year-old Jason Payne, on a charge of first-degree murder. Now, the investigation revealed a disturbance occurred between Montgomery and Payne at their home in the 900 block of North Oliver. During the disturbance, Payne pulled out a knife and stabbed Montgomery multiple times. The political back and forth continues over the second impeachment of President Trump.
It is not known when a Senate impeachment trial will start. What is known is it will begin after Joe Biden becomes president. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox's Sean Hannity, attacking President Trump after he leaves office is unfair.
Under this theory, the radical left, if you can impeach a president after they're out of office, why don't we impeach George Washington? He owned slaves. Where does this stop?
Connecticut Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal told CNN Republicans should join with Democrats to turn the page on President Trump.
They're saying they want to unify the country. One way to unify the country is a bipartisan vote for conviction.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
The U.S. government has executed a drug trafficker for a series of slayings in Virginia in 1992. Despite his recent COVID-19 infection, Corey Johnson received a lethal injection Thursday at the federal prison complex in Terre Haute, Indiana. He is the 12th inmate put to death there since President Trump resumed federal executions in July. Now, attorneys for the 52-year-old Johnson argued the injection would cause excruciating pain due to lung damage from his coronavirus infection last month. Johnson's execution and today's scheduled execution of Dustin Higgs are the last before next week's inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, who opposes the federal death penalty and has pledged to end its use. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS on a Friday morning. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning, well, they are starting to back off in some places just a little bit. 219 still the average out there, but I'm starting to see a few locations lowering that price down to about 217 a gallon. It's about a 217 a gallon this morning. 21st and Webb Road traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now look at the forecast here with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Once again today, we have two critical issues to deal with. The Grassland Fire Danger Index will be in the extreme category, and a high wind warning posted across much of south-central Kansas with wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour. Some flurries at times with a high 39. We'll finally be clearing tonight, our low 26, then sunny and not as windy Saturday with a high 45. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky. That wind is gusting out of the northwest up to 33 miles per hour. 37 degrees. It makes it feel even colder. 37 degrees here. 6:12, Stephen Ted on KNSS. Today is Friday, January 15th, 2021. We had a sunny, windy day across south-central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 56 degrees. Normal high, 42. We had a wind gust
However,
what?
It was 56 degrees, but there was a wind out of the north.
There was a wind gust of 57 miles per hour at one time.
It did not feel like it was in the mid-50s. Yeah.
So we've got this red flag warning going in it. We were talking just before we went on the air. I said, I was going to go down to QT and get us a sandwich this morning. But when I stepped out the door to in the back here to pick up the newspaper, I said,
nope.
I'm just going to stay inside. I can't get warm this morning. I don't know.
Well, it's that north wind.
Yeah. That's tough. On this date in 1932, Los Angeles received their greatest snowfall on record when around 2 inches accumulated at the Civic Center. Los Angeles, California.
That'll throw L.A. into a panic.
2 inches. That was 1932 again.
And that was the year they hosted the Olympics.
Just to say, yesterday afternoon, my trash can blew over, so that tells you something. It never blows over, but yesterday it did. I imagine there were a lot of trash cans that blew
over. There was one on my block.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. A retired Air Force officer who was, by the way, on this date in 1892, almost missed this. The original rules of basketball devised by James Naismith were published for the first time in Springfield, Massachusetts, where the game originated. Now, did we have a handwritten copy at KU? Is that it?
I believe that's correct. Those rules were written down by hand by Dr. Naismith. And, of course, he ended up in Lawrence.
Yeah, he ended up in Kansas. I bet you there's a good story behind that, and I don't know it. How Dr. Naismith came to go from Massachusetts to the University of Kansas.
How did he matriculate to Lawrence?
Huh. How did he get there? I bet that's a pretty good story.
And then, yeah.
Might make a good movie.
Now they spent millions of, KU spent millions of dollars to kind of build a edifice/museum that would house those rules and showcase them instead of them just sitting in a box somewhere.
I think that would make a terrific story, terrific movie.
I believe there is a documentary on that. I know ESPN did one.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
A retired Air Force officer who was part of the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol last week carried plastic zip-tie handcuffs because he intended to take hostages.
Mm.
Were a lot of these people just off their rockers? This, according to a federal prosecutor.
No, I think they knew what they were doing.
This, according to a federal prosecutor who appeared in a Texas court yesterday. Speaking of retired Lieutenant Colonel Larry Rendell Brock Jr., Assistant U.S. Attorney Jay Werner, said he means to take hostages, he means to kidnap, restrain, perhaps try, perhaps execute members of the U.S. government. Now, this is what the attorney was saying. He didn't provide any specifics. The prosecutor had argued that Brock should be detained, but Magistrate Judge Jeffrey L. Curitan released Brock to home confinement. So he may not have been buying all of this, the judge. Cureton ordered Brock to surrender any firearms and said he could have only limited internet access as conditions of that release. Now, how do you limit his internet access when he's at home? How do you do that if you're the police?
Cut the cord.
I guess. Tell his wife to watch.
Turn off his Wi-Fi.
Tell his wife to keep an eye on it. There you go. Joanne Rogers, an accomplished concert pianist who celebrated and protected the legacy of her husband, the beloved children's TV host Mr. Rogers, has died in Pittsburgh. She was 92.
Oh, my gosh.
The Fred Rogers Center reports Joanne Rogers died yesterday, no cause given. The center calls her a joyful and tender-hearted spirit whose heart and wisdom helped keep her late husband's legacy alive. Joanne and Fred Rogers were married for more than 50 years, spanning the launch and end of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So there's a loss, Joanne Rogers. All right, 6:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And I think we've got an exciting Friday morning for you coming up. Looks like a three-day weekend for a lot of people. Martin Luther King Day is Monday. We will have a show Monday. That's for sure. Steve and Ted will be here Monday. But a lot of places will be closed. No mail delivery. That's going to be Monday. Also, what else we got this morning? Well, we got Mitch Holtis coming in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes, we do.
For a preview
big
of that.
Playoff preview.
Big Chiefs game. Taking another step. Should I say it? I'll go ahead and say it. I hope it doesn't jinx us. Take another step toward maybe a second Super Bowl championship.
Well, that's the goal.
Yeah, sure is.
Once you win one Super Bowl, you want to win back-to-backs.
And we also have a special song this morning, a premiere of a song by a friend of mine, Lonesome Larry Wagner. The song is I Ain't Been Nowhere. There's an old country song that is I've Been Everywhere Now.
I've Been Everywhere, well,
this
man.
Let's kind of take off on that, and we're going to play that for you on the air. Just a little over an hour from now.
Excellent.
It's pretty good. You heard it, didn't you?
I did not listen to it all because wanted to hear it for the first time on the air.
Listen to it fresh. That way you can give your reaction. That's coming up at 7:35 this morning. I Ain't Been Nowhere. It has to do with the pandemic, and nobody's going anywhere. So that's coming up later this morning. Steve and Ted, going to be a great morning this morning. Let's get it kicked off with some lead-off sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we did mention it already. You got the big Kansas City Chiefs game on Sunday.
Right.
As the Chiefs finally get into the playoffs. Of course, they had the bye last week. They didn't have to play, so they've had a couple weeks off to get ready for this one. Actually, that last regular season game was basically a week off. They didn't really care about that one. So,
A lot of the starters didn't
care. Yeah, so the Chiefs have had plenty of time to rest up and get ready for Sunday's matchup with the high-scoring Cleveland Browns. Here we go. The Chiefs are a 10-point favorite coming into this one here in the conference semifinals. First time ever that these teams have met in the postseason. The Browns and the Chiefs have never met in the playoffs. Of course, you might remember last year when the Chiefs kept getting behind rather sizably in the playoffs and then came back to win all those games.
That's right.
And the Chiefs' defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo, says, our defense comes through when it has to.
Certainly in any playoff game, fourth quarter is huge. I mean, you guys have all the stats, and we know that these playoff games come down to last possessions or one-possession football games. We know that. So playing good defense in the fourth quarter is huge. Now, I will be honest with you, because my mind goes this way, we have not done a great job of that. Kind of down the stretch here. We did earlier in the year. So it's something that we need to rise up and take care of. We worked on it a little bit in the bye week as much as you can. But listen, I certainly hope that we can play our best football in the fourth quarter. Let's say that.
Sounds like you might be from the East Coast.
You think? So we got the live coverage of the Chiefs. Mitch Holtis and the Chiefs radio crew will have their live pregame coverage beginning at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off at 2 o'clock. Sunday afternoon, and that is all right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid has never lost to the Browns.
Really?
7-0 all time.
Okay.
So we're probably expecting a high-scoring game between these two. Of course, the Browns put up 48 points last week in their playoff win at Pittsburgh. So we'll see how things go on Sunday. Of course, there are three other games in the NFL on this weekend as well, and you can hear all the games over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Tomorrow afternoon at 3:30, you've got the Rams in Green Bay taking on the Packers. Snow in the forecast on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, so you might want to check that one out. The game tomorrow night is in Buffalo, the Bills hosting the Baltimore Ravens. First, you've got the Chiefs-Browns Sunday afternoon. And then the final playoff game on the weekend, 5:30 p.m. in New Orleans. The Saints hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Those games over on KFH. The Wichita Thunder has a busy weekend for hockey on the road. They're in Texas taking on the Allen Americans. Three games in 3 days, tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. Allen is in first place. They're tied for the top record in the league. The Thunder is in second place in the division. So the top two teams in the division, big weekend for the Thunder on the road. College men's basketball in Lawrence. Tomorrow we have sixth-ranked Kansas hosting Iowa State. Iowa State has lost 14 of its last 15 in Lawrence. Live pregame coverage for the Jayhawks at 11:30 tomorrow morning. Game will tip off at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and that is on KFH. The Kansas State men are on the road visiting fourth-ranked Texas. That'll be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. K-State on the road. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
That Shocker game was postponed, right, Ted? We had a Shocker game this weekend, but it's not on, right?
That's right.
At SMU?
Yeah, the Shocker men.
Okay.
Will do they not play Sunday at SMU.
Will they play it again?
Or? They say it's postponed, so they are looking for dates and trying to find, once SMU gets its COVID problems cleaned up, then you got to find a date that both teams can make it.
Right.
And quickly.
Yeah, what you got?
Just coming to us, the Thunder and the Americans weekend games are postponed.
Oh.
They're rescheduling those games to a later date due to positive COVID-19 tests. So
the virus.
Yeah, this weekend's busy Thunder weekend.
Is that Thunder COVID or Allen COVID?
I haven't seen that announced, but they're saying that the games next week, Thursday and Sunday, are still on as scheduled. But yeah, this weekend, both Thunder and Americans are rescheduling games to a later date.
All right. Thanks for the up-to-date news.
There you go. Up to the second there. 6:22. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Can you eat your way to a better brain? You hear that, Ted? Couple of more cheeseburgers.
I'm trying.
A couple of more cheeseburgers, and you and I are Mensa. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning.
I knew it.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.